It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. There's a great buzz in Fairy House Sunday Market, isn't there, Jeremy?
And I always say this, and I'll say it again, if you were going to Fairy House Market, there's more than you can actually imagine. There's so much. Like, you think you've seen it all, then you go around another corner and there's like another 30 stores. So give yourself, we spent 3.5 hours there.
Yeah, no, so did I.
Now, I think that was a bit excessive. In fact, the staff were ushering us.
Trying to get rid of you.
They were literally ushering us to the exit at the time. But give yourself, it's a good afternoon.
It is. It's a great way to spend a Sunday. It really is.
And you get food down there as well. Can I say as well, can I give a shout out to one of the people? Because they're lovely. There's a Spanish couple that do my favourite food, which are called...
Tapas?
No.
What's your favourite food?
I had to say in the Spanish way, churros.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a Spanish couple that have a van down there, and they do churros in chocolate.
Oh, and yeah, lovely. Oh, my God. Yeah.
We all got those. So check out the churros van.
Okay, and like we said, at Fairy House, you can get everything and anything. Power tools, hand tools, fishing tackle, rugs, mats, clothing, shoes. The list is absolutely endless. And a couple of weeks ago, I visited Fairy House Market and spoke to a load of stall holders. And I spoke to Liam, who explained it's the people who have kept him running his stall at Fairy House Sunday Market for the last 24 years.
A bit of crack. If I want to go, I'm here on my own. If I want to go to the toilet, I'll say to them, hang on there, keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on them, I'll have you the whole lot. The same people come back all the time, saying, look, you get to know them. You might meet them in the pub, you meet them in here, and you get to know them, have you? So basically, it's all about the people, really. It's not about, in all honesty, it's not about the money. Well, I sell the safety boots, and I sell all the shampoo, shower gels, and wellies in here. Anything I can get my hands on. You know what I mean? Make a few, Bob.
All right, and that was Liam. Make sure you pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market. It is open most Sundays throughout the year, except for about 5 when there is racing on, but every other Sunday of the year, except Easter Sunday. Sunday, it won't be open, but every other Sunday it is. Fairy House Market, near Rathoath in County Meath. We got a message into our email earlier on today. And by the way, if you want to email us, our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. I really think you should highlight this because it's gone too far and needs to be exposed, says Olivia. I was in Penny's in Swords on Tuesday buying Easter clothes for our holiday to Malaga. And I was shocked to see two-piece bikinis for sale for 5-year-olds. My daughter is 9 and there is no way she'd be let near one of them. She has asked and was told no way. I don't blame the shop stocking them. I blame the idiotic parents buying them and sexualizing their innocent children. They should be thrown on a fire and burnt. And that is from a lady called Olivia. Now, we checked up on this. And
well, I knew about this. I was in Penny's. Sorry, what day was I in Penny's? I was in Penny's yesterday, actually. And did you see the cute photograph I put up on social?
No, of you and Penny's.
Well, there, just to prove that I was in Penny's, because people think I make this stuff up. So I was in Penny's. My daughter asked me, she hadn't been feeling well, and she asked me to bring her down to Penny's.
There you are, going into Penny's.
She is going into Penny's, and I can confirm, because the first place she always goes is over to the clothes section, and I can confirm that there are two-piece bikinis for my daughter's age, which would be the 4 to 5 bracket. And...
Olivia...
I wasn't shocked because I knew that they sold them, but...
Well, here's what Olivia said. She said, I don't blame them stocking them. I blame the idiotic parents buying them and sexualizing their innocent children. Now, this is the bit that I just don't get.
Why don't you get
You're talking about a piece of clothing. How is that in any way sexualizing anybody?
I think it is because I think the bikini is something that I associate with adult women. It's clothing... That should be in the same way heels should not be shown on kids. And I find it quite disturbing when I see children dressed in two-piece bikinis.
Disturbing?
Certainly, my daughter will not be wearing them. until she's...
Sorry, what's disturbing? Please explain this to me like I'm a two-year-old. What is disturbing about a child wearing a female swimsuit? Because that's what it is, yeah? And this child is a young female, and she aspires to wear a female swimsuit. Tell me what the issue is here.
Because it's clothing that is designed for women, not
no,
for...
No, it's not. Look at the pictures of look at the pictures on the Penny's website. That's not designed for...
No, that one isn't, but it's a two-piece bikini and it has bits of fruit on it.
Yeah.
So, and there's another one that has pepper.
It's very childish looking.
Pig on it.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's...
So how in God's name...
I just don't think it's appropriate clothing.
Appropriate? For what? Like, for okay, a little boy is wearing swimming shorts and that's it. That's all he wears.
Yeah. But that's always the way things look. But that's always been the way.
So what I'm asking you, what is wrong with a little girl?
But if you don't compare males to females, because if somebody...
I'm comparing boys to girls.
No, but if a man was in Stephen's Green on a hot summer's day with his T-shirt off, nothing would be said, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If a woman was in Stephen's Green...
That's different.
No, because there's difference between the sexes. So
Not at that age. They're both the same. A little six-year-old girl is physically the same as a little six-year-old boy, except one has a willy and the other doesn't.
I just think my message to parents is stop trying to make your children grow older than they actually are.
Jeremy, tell me how that is in any way a grown-up piece of clothing. Look at it.
Okay, let me explain to all of you. I know people are going to come at me over this.
And by the way, you can look on the Primark Penny's website for yourself and see what they sell.
Okay,
in no way are they in any way sexualizing a child.
Our team put up a photograph earlier on when they knew we were talking about this on Facebook of an actual five-year-old in a two-piece bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And it was removed by Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it was removed because someone made a complaint. I think the Facebook AI checkers or whatever took it down. So why did Facebook remove...
I don't know. You want to ask Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know the answer to that because the photograph that we put was just a little girl in a two-piece swimsuit. That was it. Whoop-dee-doo. Nothing sexual at all. I don't know why they would have taken the photograph down.
I didn't say it was sexual. I didn't even use the word sexual.
But this lady, Olivia, did. She said, I don't blame the shop stocking them. I blame the idiotic parents buying them and sexualizing their innocent children. Now, I just find that horrific to even be using that word because
You won't be happy with that message. From Ed.
What?
Adrian, you're speaking like a groomer.
I give over, Ed, for fuck's sake. Well, actually, here, have a listen to... is this Maureen? Maureen's after sending us in a message. Have a listen to this to 085-825-2626.
It's easy to know that some people don't remember the history because at one point in the 60s, France and Germany banned the bikini and now Ireland in 2025 is selling child bikinis. Child bikinis. It's like pornography. Where would we have child thongs? Is that what we do? It's the social services should be called in if we see anybody, any child, anyone under 18 wearing anything like that. A friend of mine was on holidays, had her six-year-old in a bikini, and if somebody was taking a picture of her, I wouldn't even talk to her afterwards. Disgraceful. Disgraces. Women don't know how to parent. No idea what's going on anymore. It's disgraceful. It's like pornography.
Now, I just want to refer back to that message that we played from Maureen a moment ago. She said it's like pornography. She used the word twice. She said social services should be called if a child is wearing a two-piece swimsuit. Nobody under the age of 18 should be wearing a two-piece swimsuit. And she now doesn't talk to her friend because her friend put her child into a two-piece swimsuit.
Okay, what I will say is I'd be surprised if we get... So we have thousands of people that listen to this mm-hmm. podcast, yeah. I would be surprised if we get one mother to admit that she's bought her five-year-old a two-piece bikini. Why do you think that is?
I can't see why would be an issue.
No, I'm asking you a question. So if this was a topic, yeah,
mm-hmm.
on have you ever bought your daughter a tracksuit, yeah, no problem. We'd have loads of parents saying, yeah, I buy my kids tracksuits, yeah? My kids have tracksuits. So why are mothers unwilling to admit?
Well, let's see if anybody is willing to admit.
I don't think they will. Why will they not?
Here, Penny's aren't selling these two-piece swimsuits for girls if people aren't buying them. Aren't buying them.
No, because in fact, if you go onto the likes of Very, the website Very, which we went onto, they're selling out like hotcakes. I'm not questioning that. I'm saying, why does mothers listening to this podcast right now who have bought their daughters, young daughters, two-piece bikinis, and they won't come on to admit it? Why is that?
I don't know. Let's see if one of them will.
They won't. So don't play silly buggers. Why will they not admit it?
I don't know.
Because they know that it is wrong. And Adrian's saying it's only a piece of clothing.
And it is only a piece of clothing.
Okay, well, a thong is a piece of clothing. How would you feel about a five-year-old wearing a thong?
No, that wouldn't be appropriate.
Well, why not? It's just a piece of clothing. Hang on. Why not? The point I was making
about those bikinis that Penny's are selling is that there's nothing sexual about them at all. It's just cute little clothes.
No one mentioned sexual.
Everybody is sexualizing their innocent children, said Olivia. It's like pornography, said Maureen a second ago. Like, seriously, where are people going with this? Let me bring in some calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
On Team Jeremy's side today. You know, I said this to you there a long time ago, Adrian. And Jeremy, it's funny. It's, you know, she was only 12 at this stage, 13. And I was, you know, I was at the dropping my daughter off and we're, you know, she was out with her friends. We were having a stay over and we happened to be in the same area again a couple of hours later. And I'd done a U-turn in the car. I couldn't believe it because it was the missus that caught her, you know. And I told you about the clothes she was wearing as she got off Shane, which any parents would fuck them, you know. They'd lose their shit if they send their kids in it. Well, I'd like to think so anyway. You see, the thing about it is that's not appropriate clothing, Adrian, as far as I'm concerned as a parent. It's not. You know, and okay,
again, John, I want to, for the purposes of this conversation, let's talk about children aged between...
it's not appropriate clothing from all the way up from that.
Hang on for a second. Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. We're talking about kids aged, let's say, 5 to 8, okay? And they're little kids. A little boy will be wearing swimming togs or swimming shorts or whatever, won't have his top covered up. A little girl is either in an all-in-one swimsuit or a two-piece
shorts
swimsuit.
Shorts and a t-shirt. Well, I always bought shorts and t-shirts for my daughter.
I'm asking you, what is inappropriate about a very childish-looking two-piece swimsuit?
It's about people that are around on that beach there that day. You see, everything goes through my head as a parent, Asia. And it's going to be, because I'm a parent, and I'm there to protect the children. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, it's what's around me. You have to think of what's around you and what circumstances you're in. You're at a beach, a busy beach, you know, and you have your kids running around in skimpy little shit fucking tops and bottoms like that or whatever that is. You know, that's not clothing as far as I'm concerned. And it's not appropriate for kids to be going around.
It's,
you know,
not appropriate.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I don't see why you think it's appropriate, because I never do.
My thing is, I don't see why people are making an issue out of this.
It is an issue. Of course it is, because any parent that buys that shit for their kids wants their head checked, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
So any parent listening to us right now who would buy a two-piece swimsuit for their little girls needs their heads checked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's my opinion. You know, it's called Opinions Matter, and that's my opinion. You know, and Jeremy said the same thing. And I agree with Jeremy totally on this. You know, it's not appropriate for kids. It's not. You know what I mean? It's not appropriate for any age up until they're 18, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
How would you give over a 16-year-old can't wear a bikini?
Well, I'm going a bit harsh on that. I suppose 16 is okay, you know. But, you know, it's not right, Adrian. You know, I don't see why kids are going around with that kind of, you know. What's wrong with shorts and a T-shirt? What has ever been wrong with it? You know, that's it. You know, that's the way I always done it, and the mother always done it here. You know, so, you know, what is wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with my... Jesus, I'm doing a right job, but now as it is, you know, they're great. I don't have to worry about this kind of carry on then, you know. So it's everything, Asian. You know, it's 2025, what people keep saying, you know, you got to move on with the world, you know. There's a lot of sick fucking people out there, you know. So that's my advocate on this.
But again, John, you obviously agree then that putting your young daughter into a two-piece swimsuit is sexualizing the little girl.
it's heavy sexualizing. I just think it's not appropriate. You see, if I start using the word sexualizing, there's going to be fucking killings, you know.
What's the not appropriate bit then?
What's wrong with a t-shirt and a short and a t-shirt?
If you want to put t-shirts and a short on and shorts on a child, fine.
Adrian, it's clothing that is associated with grown women.
I think it's just people's dirty minds are thinking that way.
Jeremy, come back to that.
Are you accusing myself and John of having a dirty mind?
Go back to that picture.
Be very
serious. Are you serious?
Sorry, hang on. Tell me. That picture, which is the thumbnail for our podcast today, that kid's bikini with oranges and lemons and stuff. Tell me how that is in any way associated with adult clothing. Tell me, please.
It's not appropriate.
Two-piece bikinis, Adrian, were designed for women, not for children. Designed for women.
Okay, but that one that we're looking at, that picture that we're looking at.
Just because you put a teddy bear on it, you think it's appropriate?
So do you think it's appropriate, Adrian, if you stick a Peppa the Pig on a tong, that it's okay for a child then?
Brilliant.
Well, I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
It's a very valid point.
It's not, because there's no such thing as a thong for a 6-year-old, okay? You're talking rubbish.
Look at this shit here. Hang on. It won't be long.
You're talking rubbish. The fact of the matter is, this particular two-piece swimsuit is designed for children. It looks like it's designed for children.
It shouldn't be designed for adults. It shouldn't be, lads, you haven't given me
one good reason as to why it shouldn't be.
We're not to tell you as parents that it's not appropriate clothing for kids.
What's the not appropriate part of it?
Because it shouldn't be aimed at that age group.
Someone just reminded me there by message. Did we miss the part? Did Maureen say in her message that somebody photographed her friend's daughter in a two-piece bikini? I didn't even hear that.
She alleges. I don't know if I even believe
that. This is
the woman that wants her, that believes she should be reported to TUSLA for dressing your child in a two-piece swimsuit.
So you don't believe that some pervert photographed the girl in a two-piece bikini?
I think that if there's a pervert around, there is likely to photograph a young boy and a young girl regardless of what they're wearing.
So you don't believe her story because it doesn't fit your
narrative. Well, then, okay, if you believe a girl in a two-piece swimsuit is more likely, photographed by a pervert, then you do believe that it is sexualizing the young girls. That's what you believe.
Can I ask you a good question, Arjun? Can I remind you back what, your kids are older now, but can I bring you back to when your daughter was 6 years of age? Would you have let your daughter run around the beach with that?
I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But I wouldn't have bought her her clothes at the time.
Here's the thing. Even if the mother does, you know, which my partner always did with the kids' clothes when we were growing up, she would never have even done that. And I know she wouldn't have, you know, because she wouldn't be that stupid to buy stuff like that. And the thing about it is, Adrian, even if she did, you would have something to say about it, because that's the way it is. Like, what the fuck is that? You know, are you serious? We're going out to Dollymount Strand and they're dressed in that. It's not happening. It wouldn't be happening, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
Stay there for a second, John. Our number is 0858252626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, huge reaction to this. Is there anything wrong in parents dressing their little girls in a two-piece swimsuit? Or do you think people who have an issue with this are cracked in the head? 0858252626 is our number. Catherine.
I think it's an absolute disgrace for any unfit mother to put a two-piece bikini on a small child, 15, 16, if they want to wear that is fine when they're growing up and they're, you know, becoming adults. But put on a little child, absolutely wrong. Sexualizing little children, absolutely wrong. Okay, thanks, guys.
An unfit mother is a mother who would put their child into... Seriously, lads. What in God's name is going on here?
Anybody who tries to take innocence away from a child, that is unfit. You know what I mean? The child is supposed to be innocent. And, well... Well, I take my two daughters to swimming lessons on a Saturday, yeah? And, no, I don't be paying that much attention. But from what I can see in any of their groups, the swimming groups, there's none of the kids wearing two-piece bikinis. So why is that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, by the way, sorry, Amanda's just told me...
Bringing their kids up properly, that's why.
Oh, no, sorry, Amanda just told me in my ear that we have 25 mothers lined up to come onto the show, Adrian, to say that they've bought two-piece bikinis. 25 mothers, i.e. zero.
Let me go to line two. Una, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Adrian.
Now, Una, what's your opinion on this?
Well,
an unfit mother is the type of mother that would buy a two-piece swimsuit for a child.
Well, I wouldn't say unfit mother. I'd say a mother that has common sense would put a child in a two-piece. I think it's disgraceful. And I'll give you a better one still. I was over in Penny's looking for my grandchild, some dress for a party, and I noticed on the underwear department they had a bra and panties. And believe it or not, the bra was padded for a 6-year-old, 5 to 6-year-old. Now tell me about that one.
No, that's disgraceful.
How far are we going? Well, how far are we going to get? Next of all, they'd be wearing G-strings and what else?
Okay, but the point that I was making, firstly, is you can't get G-strings for little kids, to the best of my knowledge.
Now, not yet.
But what you're talking about there with a padded bra for a little girl, that is...
You're looking good, yeah.
No, that is literally the definition of sexualizing a young child.
Just clothing, Adrian. I'm calling
No. That is the definition of sexualizing a young child. The two-piece swimsuit that we're looking at here is in no way... sexual at all. There's no padded bra. There's no nothing like that. It's just a little swimsuit.
No, I don't. I had all my girls in full bathing suits. And if you look at the swimmers in the Olympics, do they wear bikinis? Do they wear two-piece suits?
No, and the reason they don't is because the full-body suit is actually more efficient in the water.
Well, so it should be for the children as well. I don't agree with. I really don't. And I agree with Jeremy a lot on this.
Okay, so Penny's should take products like this off their shelves, yeah. Should they?
Yes, they should. And the underwear.
Well, no, I've never seen padded bras being sold for little girls.
Well, I don't think you'd look funny looking around in their underwear.
But I've never even heard of padded bras for little girls being sold in anywhere. So I'd love to. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I've never ever seen anything like that being sold in anywhere like Penny's. I don't believe that they do.
Sell
anything like that.
I approach a lady and I said it to them. I said, that's for a child, not an adult. You know, they're not, I don't mean really padded ones, you know, like, but there's this underlayer or something on the bra that makes their boobs actually bigger, you know?
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. This is Glenn.
How's it going? I lived up in Spain here the last couple of years. I was working with 3-year-olds last year at some of the girls. Would just wear shorts and go out playing with the water and in the swimming pool and things like that. And it'd be the same issue back in my complex. You know, say issue, I mean like the same thing they would do. Nobody had a problem with it. At the end of the day, it's up to you as a parent to do your due diligence and as an adult, a competent adult, to keep an eye out for their people. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, a paedophile getting his rocks off to a child wearing a sundress in their football uniform, in their school uniform, they're not normal clothes paedophiles get their rocks off to. So having this discussion that, oh no, because paedophile, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you want to put that on your child, do it with due diligence, don't do it in a public beach. But also, you should be able to dress your child as you want.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. Come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. La, la, la. Open every week.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Sorry, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. You don't see what the issue is here.
Absolutely not. Like, I agree with that last voice note. If you want to put this on the child at the end of the day, feel free to do it.
But if, as you've heard, some messages saying this is sexualizing young children. Another message saying it's pornography. I'm just reading what was said. Social services should be called. She won't talk to her friend because her friend put a two-piece swimsuit on her child. And honestly, some of the messages we're getting in are unbelievable. All saying it is completely inappropriate for a young girl to be wearing a two-piece swimsuit.
It's just a fucking swimsuit. Come on now, relax. Welcome to 2025.
And Una, this is the point that I was making. It's just a swimsuit.
Maybe in your eyes, but there's plenty of little, I'm not saying they're all over the pedophiles that have a field day looking at it. I don't think it's right. Why do you need two piece? What do you need a top piece for? She's not there.
No, but she's a little girl.
Yeah, but she's not there to have it, the top piece. What's on the swimsuit, which is much nicer as well on them.
Okay, well then, what about a child, a little girl going around in just bottoms then?
Well, it was a baby, not too, but well, see, there's nothing there again. So she no,
but that's
really
my point. But that's my point. That's my point.
Yeah, well, the little girl, what, you mean a baby or a seven-year-old?
A seven-year-old?
No, I wouldn't see an issue much with that because she's not trying to prove that she's something there. She has nothing there, so why should she hide it?
Okay, so Ed, basically she's saying that it's just completely and utterly inappropriate. There is no need for a little girl to be wearing a two-piece swimsuit because she's nothing there anyway.
Oh my God, it's just a piece of clothing. Again, like, okay, well, she has nothing there anyway. So, what's the difference then? It's not appropriate or inappropriate. It's nothing then. It doesn't make any difference.
And again, Una, what difference does it make?
Well, it makes, why is it two-piece? Why can it not just be all one? Why does it have to be two-piece? I never, my girls, and then they're on that tortoise or something. I never put a two-piece. It's all the babies. And they go swimming in the swimming classes. They wear, all wear, even the children, they all wore full suits.
But it's not like, just because they're wearing a two-piece doesn't mean their private parts are visible. Jesus Christ.
No, well, I tell you, maybe a few little pedophiles will have a field day. I don't know, but I don't like anything. What about the bras and the underwear? Are you for that as well? Are you with the padding bras?
That's a different conversation. That is a completely different conversation. It's a different conversation. These swimsuits that I'm looking at, that Penny's are selling, are in no way sexualizing a little girl. And I can't understand how people even see it that way.
Well, there's a lot of people, as you see yourself, our agent, that are writing in and ringing in. And on my side, I'm sorry to say, but I don't like it.
Okay, so do you think Penny's...
That's my opinion.
Do you think Penny's should do the responsible thing and take these off the shelf?
Yes, yes.
Well, there you are,
Ed. It's not the child that's wrong to wear it. It's the parents that are buying it.
Penny should take...
Have you got any daughters now?
You're acting way too over... You're just way too overreacting. Just a piece of...
Not really.
You are. It's just a piece of clothing. It's a piece of clothing. Jesus Christ.
Are you, Ed, it sounds like you're genuinely surprised with the reaction from people on this.
I am, because it's just a piece of clothing. It's not like they are going swimming naked or whatever. Jesus Christ.
Have a listen to this message that just came in to us a second ago, okay, from Jeanette. I want to get your response to this. It says, Adrian, you're so wrong about this, and how dare you question this as I was this parent. I foolishly gave in to my 11-year-old last summer and bought her a two-piece. We were in the Algarve, and on the beach we caught a man photographing her. We called the police, and he had pictures of her on his phone. We felt sick. He was arrested, but never again. The clothing attracts weirdos and sickos. We learned the hard way. Please read this out. And that is from Jeanette. Jeanette, I'm horrified to hear that happened.
But he doesn't believe your story.
No, he
doesn't believe your story.
My story is that a pervert like that is as likely, and this is what that message said a couple of minutes.
Listen to what the message said.
No.
Listen to what the message said. The only photographs, that gives me chills, actually. I just find that.
No, and me. But would you just listen to me for a second?
Believe it if you want to.
The fact of the matter is, a pervert like that out taking photographs of little girls, which is stomach churning, yeah, is as likely to take a photograph of a little girl in her school uniform
or in a summer dress. Sorry,
did you not listen to...
Have you done a survey of perverts?
Did you not listen to the message that I played a minute ago from, what's his name in Spain, from Glenn? And he's arguing that a two-piece swimsuit is not making a child any more likely to be photographed if a pervert is out and about. What do you make of that?
So basically you're saying it doesn't make any difference, is it?
Ed, stay there for 1 second. 0858252626 is our number.
I feel physically ill.
No, so do I. That is horrible. Okay? It is absolutely horrible that that happened. My argument is whoever he was who took those photographs...
Pedophile.
...was as likely to take the photographs no matter what the kid was wearing.
The bit in the message here... Sorry, Amanda, will you forward that to me again? Sorry, I just lost. Okay, there we go. We caught a man photographing her. We called the police and he had pictures of her on his phone.
Mm-hmm. That was
the only pictures he was taking.
No, that doesn't apply. It was the only pictures he was taking.
But he
did have pictures of her on his phone. He was arrested, but never again. The clothing attracts weirdos and sickos. We learned the hard way. Let me go to line two, and on line two is Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon. How are you doing? How are you
getting on? Good, thanks, Jason. What did you want to say on this?
I see where you're coming from. As a father of a load of daughters, I see where you're coming from. I mean, what is the big difference? Just to let my little one around, she was 7 or 8. And just a minute, as we went down to the lake or out to the beach. Look, we live in a society now, Aidan. You know what the internet is like out there, pal. So why add fuel to the fire? You know, I mean, I'd like to live in a world where my daughter could go out and do that, but we all know we can't. There's a lot of sickos out there. There really is. And, I mean, it's mainly mothers that buy clothes. I mean, I don't ever remember going out and buying your daughters, you know, any of that type of stuff. That was always something that mothers done. So I agree with you in one sense, Aidan. Like, what is the big deal? But, unfortunately, the world we live in now, I mean, they're everywhere now, unfortunately. They are. I mean, they all have camera phones. I mean, you'd be surprised if any of them actually have pictures of your fucking kids on the phone if you grabbed a few of them.
Okay, but my... I agree, it is a horrible world that we live in. But I'm not so sure... And no, I haven't done a survey of perverts, as Jeremy was saying. I'm not so sure that a little kid in a two-piece swimsuit is more likely to attract the attention of a pervert. I don't think they really give a fuck.
Old pictures itself are a hell of a lot more than boys' pictures, unfortunately. That's the world we live in. I'd love you to get a detective on here that walks, you know that? I'd love a detective or somebody that's walked at this, right, to get on, because I'd say we'd be all shocked. I'd say, because I've watched a few documentaries on them, I'd say we'd be all shocked at the level of poverty in this country.
Well, then, if I take this argument to its conclusion, you believe that a child in a two-piece swimsuit is being sexualized to the point...
It's being targeted.
To the point that it adds an extra attraction for a paedophile. Is that really what you're saying?
I'd say targeted by paedophiles in them. I mean, it's a lovely little outfit, as the way you described it. I'd love to see that on my 7-year-old. I really would. I'd love to see her running around the beach and having that freedom as she's getting the sun on her skin. Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, what are you afraid of? Surely you protect your child and look out for your child when your child is on the beach. So,
oh yeah, God, Jesus, yeah, we do. But come on, I mean, we all know about phones and lenses and cameras. You're just adding fuel. You wouldn't walk out of the house and leave your front door wide open, would you? No, because there's a risk your house is going to be robbed. I should be able to do that, but I can't. You tell me I was a fucking idiot for doing it, what you leave your front door open for. So if you can come to that analogy, and I hate to talk like this, I really do hate to think that that's the world we live in. As I said, you know I have daughters. You know how I feel about my daughters. I'm all about them being modest, and I mean, our biggest fear in 8 and 10 years' time is OS with them. I mean, when you see the amount of girls heading that way. So, I mean, if we can keep them innocent, pure and sweet for as long as we can, maybe we might keep them off the podiums and off the fucking cameras. But why give these perverts, and unfortunately, they're amongst us. And it's not just men. There is a lot of women now, because there's a lot of money in this stuff, Adrian. There's a hell of a lot of money in that. We know that. So why give them fuel?
Okay, let me go back to Ed on that. Ed, we live in a very different world now, and you're putting your children out there to be photographed by deviants who are prowling around waiting to take photographs of young kids. What do you say to that?
Okay, but that's going to happen anyway. At the end of the day, like...
Ed, how many daughters have you got, please?
I have none. No kids at all.
I'm sorry, Ed. I am not going to say you have no business in the conversation. You do. Your point is valid. But unless you actually have little children like that, you will think totally different about the world. Unfortunately, Adrian thinks different now because his kids are growing up and this wasn't a part of life when his kids were growing up. And Adrian, it's unfortunate. It wasn't much part of life when my first lot of kids were growing up. But nowadays, when I see what's out there nowadays, I told you, I go through my kids' phones. You should see what they're feeding their 13 and 14-year-old girls. And you should see what they're feeding their 13 and 12-year-old boys. You know, so I mean, it is out there. We just got to protect them, and you do look at the world a lot different when you have kids.
That's
not, it's not. Come here. You is. Have a look at the data page. Okay, Ed. When you have kids, I'm sorry, pal, but you will think of this a hell of a lot different. You really will. When you have kids, the whole world is different. The whole world is danger to your children when you have children. And as a good parent, you're looking out for them dangers, and you're going to navigate them through them dangers and get them to adulthood. That's all we can do with them is try and keep them safe.
You obviously
believe, Ed, that this is a complete overreaction as to the danger you're putting your child in.
He doesn't have a daughter. He's not
What's
entitled
that to it. It is overreaction.
To an opinion on it.
He's not entitled to an opinion.
He doesn't have a daughter.
What?
You don't have
a daughter. What the fuck? Why the fucking hang on, Jeremy? Why the fuck does it matter if I don't have a daughter?
Because you don't have to. Because you don't have to face this issue. You don't. You've never had to face this issue, so you don't understand.
But what? I don't understand.
You don't understand. You don't have daughters.
Ah, fuck off, Jesus Christ.
But Eddie, that's the truth, though, Ed.
No, look at the world different with daughters.
Every bloke is out there to do your daughter. That would just as a father.
You're being overprotective.
Because do you want to know why? Because the world is full of scumbags, unfortunately. So you have to be protective. And when you have daughters, you will die to protect your daughters. Well, any decent man would die to protect his daughters. I won't let my daughters out in short skirts. He was all comedy control. Yeah, you're dead right, because there's fucking perverts out there in Youngblood, and as soon as they see a little fucking short skirt, they haven't seen a rabbit.
There's gonna be tramps all over this world. Like, you can't be protective all.
You know, Ed, as a father, I will do what I have to do to keep scumbags and dirty little perverts away from my girls. I've done a great job with me 4th Street. They're still with the same boyfriends we started off in school. They're living with them now 10 and 15 years each. So I've done an alright job.
Let me ask you this now. When your daughters would be growing up, like, say they are like in their 20s, would you be still protective of them?
Oh, God, yeah. Even more so. And I have three daughters. My three daughters are 32, 25, she's 26 next week, and I have a 20-year-old going on 21. And I'm more protective of them at the moment because they're out in the world than I am with my 14 and the 8-year-old because I still have control over them.
Couldn't they not turn around and tell you to fuck off?
Ed, this is where I'm coming from, and I'm sorry, but because you don't have kids, you don't understand. I brought them up. I was their protector the whole entire life. They look up to me as their protector. That's what daughters do to their fathers. If you're a decent father to your daughter, she doesn't fear you. She respects you. She will take your advice on board. She mightn't always use it, but she does know that it's coming from the heart.
Okay, go on, Ed, very quickly.
I have a missus that's visually impaired, and my in-laws have been kind of overprotected. And that could be another topic for this podcast, because they wouldn't even let us to fucking sleep together.
That's right. I never let my daughter sleep with her boyfriend.
Well,
they got their own houses. And I've always said that to you, Adrian, haven't I?
I've always been
on this podcast.
It is
no
a conversation for another day.
There's no revolving door in my house for my daughters and my boyfriend. Yeah. When they get their own house, then they can bring their boyfriend in. I've no say over that.
Somebody says, Adrian, the message.
Yeah.
It's a valid point. Stay there for a second, Jason. A lot of clothing that women wear, I'm talking about post-teens, I'm talking about young 20s, you see women on nights out or in nightclubs, mm-hmm. Or just walking out, they wear short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who don't know, obviously you all know what short shorts are. There are shorts that literally show the cheeks
of your arse.
In fact, they're cut halfway through the cheek. I'm showing Adrian a photograph there.
Yeah, no, I know what they are, yeah.
Shein are selling them for $4.49, and they literally they're riding the arse off the person. You can see them right up the arse.
What's the point you're making?
They leave nothing to the imagination. They're only a piece of clothing. There's probably nothing sexual about them. I mean, they're short shorts. I don't know if they are supposed to be sexy. But would they be appropriate for a child?
Those ones that you're showing me there?
Yeah.
That show... Any of them.
I'm after showing them a list of 10 different short shorts. Which ones are suitable?
I don't know what the point you're trying to make is.
Because all I'm hearing for the last hour on this podcast is it's only clothes. And anybody who sexualizes needs their hard drive checked, which is ridiculous. That's called projection. Stop projecting onto other people. Is it okay for kids to wear short shorts?
I've never seen a child wearing short shorts. I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't think they're marketed at kids the way they are at young adult women.
Is it appropriate?
It wouldn't be appropriate, no. Darren sent a message in. Jason, I want you to answer this. Have a listen to this message.
Jesus, I think Jason is taking to the extreme. That's just what you call paranoia.
Well, you're taking it to the extreme. That's paranoia.
Yeah, for me, we all know what Darren's comments have been over the years. That I'm protecting my daughters from blokes like him. Absolute fucking morons.
Okay, stay there. I want to bring in some more calls on this on 085 825 2626. This is Kevin.
How are you doing, lads? I'm just a bit busy today, so I don't know if I'm going to have time to come on, but I thought I'd just send a voice note in. But no, I can definitely see where that woman is coming from. Like, you're seeing it with the young ones these days. Like, they're wearing less and less younger and younger. It's just appalling. But like, the main problem isn't really with the shop selling this. The problem is that people are actually buying this. So if you want to be responsible, like, just don't buy it. And just buy appropriate attire for your kids, regardless of the weather. Talk to you.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leslie?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks Leslie. What's your view on what we've been talking about?
When my kids were little, I didn't let them wear sort of skimpier things. And it was more because I didn't want them looking like little adults. I didn't want them looking like little women or like as my son, like as a man. Do you know what I mean? I wanted them to look like kids. And I think that clothing is just inappropriate. But I think the clothing like that is even going around with all the like low-rise jeans for kids and, you know, the tops off the shoulders for kids is just tacky and cheap. And I just prefer my kids to look a bit more respectable looking. I just think it's cheap and tacky and nasty looking, to be honest.
Cheap and tacky and nasty looking?
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, I don't know how really best to explain it. Like, a lot of people are shopping for their kids off Shein, and just when you go onto the website, like, the kids' clothes are just literally adult versions in, like, a tiny size. I just don't like it. I just think little kids should be dressed like little kids. You know what I mean? There's loads of
but again, the point I was making earlier on, and I'm looking at the photograph on the Primark website of the two-piece swimsuit for girls, I wouldn't see anything cheap or nasty or tacky about it.
That's just my opinion. You know, like, that's just the way I've always felt. I just always never wanted my kids sort of just with like too much on show. I would always sort of want them a little bit more conservative looking. Me and Katrin actually had a row about this because she said I must dress my kids like Mormons a few years ago. But like that wasn't the case. They were dressed nicely, but just more conservative. For me, I don't like it. I don't think it's appropriate. I'd rather see a little kid just dressed like a little kid. And if my kids ever
So explain to me then, you obviously had your little girls in a full swimsuit, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And little boys wear swimming shorts, yeah? Or swimming togs or whatever.
Yeah, he would have had like a cap on him and some like shorts.
Yeah, okay. What's the difference? This is what I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand what difference.
The difference for me is I think that some parents try and dress their children as mini versions of themselves. That's what I don't
like I said, that little two-piece swimsuit the pennies are selling is so innocent and childish looking. There's nothing in any way tacky or. And it's the thumbnail for our podcast today. I don't know how anybody can see anything wrong in it. That's the thing I just don't get.
It's just not for me. You know, it's just not for me. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like kids going around with loads of jewellery on them or big hoop earrings or shit like that. It's just not for me. Do you know that sort of way? You know, everyone has a different preference. I wouldn't necessarily say it's sexualising kids, but I don't like children to be dressed older than what they actually are. I like to see children being dressed.
But this particular two-piece swimsuit that I'm talking about is designed for little kids.
But that doesn't matter. There could be hot pants that are designed for kids. It's in the same way I get where Leslie's coming from. Children, when I see children in high heels as well, high heels should not be worn by children. These are adult adult clothing. Clothing designed for adults.
So you find one adult that wear that an adult size version of that swimsuit. Seriously.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. I absolutely don't know what you're saying. Sorry.
Adrian, to be fair, there are bikinis out there that like have little cherries on them and like little bits of fruit on them. I didn't see the thumbnail now, I don't know. But there are bikinis out there like that. I'm not trying to compare the two. But like all women's bikinis aren't like pushed up and, you know, like...
Okay, so you just find them cheap and tacky. So to a mother who's listening to this podcast right now, who is contemplating or has already bought their child a two-piece swimsuit, what do you say?
Well, it's none of my it's none of my business what they want to put their kids into. For me, it's just not for me. I just don't like it. Like my kids are grown up now, and they wear whatever they want to wear. Do you know that sort of way? And from the time that they were started well into their teens, do you know what I mean? They could decide for what they wanted. But when they were smaller, I liked them to look like kids. I just liked them to have that childish, like children attitude. But I didn't, it was the way I was. I didn't like kids listening to fucking adult conversations. I didn't like kids wearing big hoop earrings. I didn't like kids with big fucking curly hair, you know what I mean? Or real long hair. It's just, I just like kids that look like little kids, you know what I mean? Some parents just go OTT and try and make them look like them.
Okay. And a two-piece swimsuit on a little girl is dressing her like an adult, is it?
I think it's trying to make a mini version of yourself in a childish sort of a way.
Thanks for your call, Leslie. I've a load more opinions to squeeze in before we wrap this up. Emma has been in touch.
John, just very confused here how it sexualizes something because their belly is out. Like when you're younger than that again, you're like most female babies are sitting by the pool and like, nappy's just alone. So like, what's the difference between a swimsuit with the belly cut out? How does that sexualize anything? The more comfortable, cooler on holiday, especially if it's very warm, all things like that. It's absolutely ridiculous that it's a sexualized thing. So Maureen saying that under 18 shouldn't be allowed out in a bikini, or like, so basically she can't, that person also can't wear like a bra and knickers, same fucking thing. Like, it makes absolutely no sense.
It makes every bit of sense, and I'll tell you why. I'm not a woman, but I know from talking to women over the years, the bikini as a piece of clothing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's designed because a lot of women wear it because they have good figure and they show off. They want to show off their figure. And a bikini, in a lot of cases, will complement a woman's figure. So if you see a woman in a... That's why you have bikini models. There's such a thing as a bikini model.
I've seen women, big women wearing bikinis as well.
Well, that's another day's work. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started on that conversation because I won't shut up about it. They shouldn't come in big sizes. But the point is, for a lot of women, it's seen as a item of clothing that complements their body and makes them look sexy. And you often do you never hear women on Love Island and stuff when they're in the bikinis going like, I feel so sexy in my bikini? No.
Don't watch the shite. Okay. Mark,
people need to stop being weird and sexualizing this. Little girls have been going to the beach in less than that for generations, and little boys wear what is essentially a bikini bottoms and nothing on the top. Stop being weird.
Stop being weird. That's my point, Lorraine.
Hey guys, sorry I can't come on today. I completely 100% agree with Jay. Why do young girls need to wear two-piece bikinis? Everything's crop top. Everything's short. No, totally agree with Jay.
All right, Neil.
Unfortunately, lads, that chap doesn't have any daughters, have any children. I always remember me ma, when you have your own, you'll know what we're talking about. And I do. I worry day in, day out about them. And I know exactly where Jay is coming from. Totally agree 100%. If you have no kids, yeah, okay, you can have an opinion, but it's not a proper opinion because you're not in the footsteps of people that have children and daughters. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. And we'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Damien.
I think the most worrying thing about today's podcast is not a child and what they wear at 7 years of age. It's the number of people who are suffering from white van syndrome.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Damien. That's exactly what I'm after picking up from this conversation today as well. It really is.
Why did I open my mouth? By the way, I have two things to say before I go. How long have I got there?
You've 50 seconds.
It's like the Oscar speeches. As soon as the music plays, you know you have to wrap up the speech. Yeah. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank God. Just a couple of things. The comments about Ed shouldn't have an opinion on this because he doesn't have kids. Yes, of course he should. That's not the point I was making. The point I was, as Neil just pointed out, it's until you have daughters that your attitude changes towards these things. Secondly, stop sending me hate about big fat women shouldn't wear bikinis. Okay, I was taking the mic.
Well, you weren't actually. You were, your exact words were,
oh, here we go.
Don't even get me started on that one.
Here we go, here we go.
And you were going there. You were going there.
And there was a little voice in my head, a little devil on one shoulder saying, Jeremy, say it, say it. And then on the other one is my wife saying, don't make a fucking idiot of yourself. And who do I listen to? The devil. I always listen to the devil. Well, you tune in for the next, tune in for the next topic. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.